From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Despite the down economy, a global retailer opened its doors in the U.S. for the first time this week. The British-based Topshop welcomed customers in New York City's Soho District. Some predict the store and the way it does business are a sign of things to come. Reporter Kayomi Getz has the story.
Remember this British invasion? Now, there's this one. Britain's Topshop is open for business. Glitter and fringe, skinny jeans, shiny, colorful high heels. The clothes have a downtown appeal of London street fashion. The store is collaborating with model Kate Moss for a popular fashion line. That's why Ivana Robles arrived at 6 in the morning to stand in chilly temps. She flew in from Los Angeles just for the opening and was first in line. She plans to max out her credit cards and spend $1,000 once she gets inside.
I'm a student, actually.
Can you afford these kinds of purchases?
Probably not. Like, basically, all I do is I live on, like, ramen noodle soup, but I shop.
Can you put your hands together?
At 11, the doors open and out steps the CEO of Topshop and Kate Moss, who poses for a few minutes for rows of cameras just inside the doorway. Topshop isn't the only invader. Zara from Spain, H&M from Sweden, all create buzz about their stores by constantly updating their mix. These European companies own most of their own factories and even fabric houses. And that cuts out middlemen. This arrangement allows them to ship new products fast, usually every 2 weeks. Shoppers can expect new styles every time they go to the stores. Retail analyst Tom Julian says the recession is actually an opportunity.
Oh yeah, a down economy could play very well for Topshop, given the exclusive products they offer, the pricing, and the fashion element. You know, when you go into Topshop, you'll see a lot of different labels, but basically a lot of those labels are produced and created by their own company.
Julian says owning its own brands and distribution means Topshop can undercut the competition. But that doesn't mean all American competitors are shaking in their gladiator sandals. Millar Drexler is CEO of J. Crew, the popular catalog and retail chain. Topshop has just moved in next door to the company's Madewell store. Drexler says what's good for Topshop will be good for the entire industry.
To me, it's always on trend, there when it should happen, very quick. And I think it kind of raises the bar in America now to look at a new player who's come in and is showing us what can be done in a better way.
In fact, Drexler is sending his team over to Topshop to study the formula from them. Ivana Robles is already savoring her friend's comments over her new Topshop clothes.
When they see me wearing something, well, where did you get that? Oh, it's Topshop, you know, and sorry, there's no more of it, so be jealous.
For now, Topshop isn't making public any plans for other U.S. stores, so Robles' boasting days are far from over. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz.